Loveless Health Plan of New Mexico's more than 100,000 members will soon be switching to Blue Cross Blue Shield under a new agreement. Blue Cross of New Mexico President Kurt Shipley telling KSFR about the change.
One of the most exciting things about that is that it's got about 30,000 Medicare lives in it, and we don't have very many Medicare Advantage lives at this point, and so it's an opportunity for us to get into that market and that line of business in a much more meaningful way.
Under the deal, Loveless members have access to their current healthcare network and will regain access to ABQ Health Partners providers. Loveless says it sold the health plan to focus on its hospital and healthcare centers. The number of flights at Albuquerque Sunport could change dramatically as the airport's main tenant, Southwest, will be free to skip stops in our state. Today's Albuquerque Journal spotlights the expiration next year of a federal amendment that had required Southwest to limit the number of nonstops originating out of Dallas beyond a certain geographic area. With that rule removed, Southwest can fly directly to larger cities without putting down in the Duke City. Dallas-based Southwest is credited with up to 60% of all Sunport activity. Northern New Mexico charities that feed the region's hungry were seeing more people seeking food help even before cuts to the federal SNAP or food stamps program kicked in this month. Sherry Hooper of Santa Fe's The Food Depot says those charities had to turn people away and says the result translates into more hungry New Mexicans.
Just in Santa Fe County alone, 20,000 people access food stamps. And so that means the cuts translate to about 21 fewer meals for a family in need.
Hooper says the cuts force already food-needy families to further stretch already tight budgets. A woman at the center of the lawsuit petitioning the New Mexico Supreme Court to rule on the legality of same-sex marriage has died. Jennifer Martin Newman Roper died last week of brain cancer. Her illness fueled the urgency with which she and her partner of 20 years fought for acquiring legal recognition of their union. An August state Supreme Court ruling allowed the Santa Fe County Clerk to give the Espanola couple a marriage license. With her passing, her New Mexico certificate of death is the first to acknowledge a surviving same-sex spouse. A proposal for a 2% sales tax on junk food is headed to the Navajo Nation Council for consideration. The legislation would add the tax to sweetened beverages, chips, candies, cookies, and pastries bought on the reservation, which spans parts of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. Revenue from the levy would be used to build wellness centers, parks, basketball courts, trails, gardens, and picnic grounds. It would also help to sponsor health education classes. Opponents argue the tax would simply push consumers to buy junk food and stores off the reservation. Last month was a good one for the state land office, which says it earned $68 million in revenue in October, marking the third highest monthly revenue in the agency's history. New Mexico Land Commissioner Ray Powell credits the successful month to oil and gas royalties. Powell says the royalty payments are critically important to the state's public education system and hospitals, all of which are beneficiaries of the state land trust. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny today and Wednesday, with highs in the low 50s and overnight lows in the upper 20s. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.